Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Kirch's Corner for yet another weekly installment of our Wisconsin Sports Roundup. As always, I'm the host, Lucas Kirchner, so let's get right into it. Starting off in Milwaukee with the Bucks. Again, we're at that dead point of the offseason, but still a few things going on. They recently signed Amir Coffey, kind of a late free agency move, but for me, I like that signing, not only because he went to the University of Minnesota, but he's a pretty solid role player. He put up about 9 points per game for the Clippers last year. Good shooter. And I think that move kind of signals that somebody might be on the way out. I have a feeling that they might try to move Andre Jackson Jr. I don't know how, but the roster is getting pretty full with not a whole lot of room. In Golden State, Jonathan Kuminga has still not been dealt. You know, apparently he wants a lot of money. He thinks he's worth Cade Cunningham money. I know the Bucks have been linked to him before, but I'm just going to say I really hope they don't go after him with everything that's been going on, the holdout, the type of money he wants. He's not Cade Cunningham. He doesn't deserve that kind of money, so I hope the Bucks don't give him that. But otherwise, that's about all that's going on with the Bucks right now. We can move on to the Packers. They won their preseason game, which is really nice to see, obviously, considering how they lost last week. But still things that, you know, you're kind of concerned with. The flags, again, I mean, the discipline for these guys needs to be improved. In the first half, 11 penalties for 85 yards. And five of them were on one player, and that was a second-round pick, our right tackle, Anthony Belton. False start, unnecessary roughness, a face mask, and illegal formation. I mean, really concerning out of your second-round pick to see, you know, that kind of stuff. The replaceable plays, if you know what I mean. Those plays that you don't need to give up. Stuff like this, a face mask, unnecessary roughness. It's just stuff that you don't want to see out of your new guys either, especially that high of a pick. So we have to keep an eye on that. But otherwise, there were some good performances. Again, we're talking about Isaiah Simmons. I think people were hyped about him just because he was a former top 10 pick. And I thought, you know what, he might be all right. Maybe they can tap into that potential that once was. But, you know, he's great size. He's athletic. But he's just not all there. And a lot of people have been beginning to notice that. Obviously, he was the leading tackler, but he's been really targeted in coverage. And, you know, he's not looking very good at all. He's kind of out of position at times and really giving up a lot of plays in coverage with these backup quarterbacks that are targeting him as well. You know, when a guy's playing, you know, this many snaps against this many bench players in preseason and he's getting, you know, torn apart, it's really not a good look for him. So he might not even end up making the team. So just a thing to watch there. But yeah, kind of the same story as last week in ways, other than they won. But the penalties, the discipline, more on Isaiah Simmons. But, you know, and Jordan Love out with a thumb injury. He won't make an appearance for the rest of preseason, although you might not have expected it. But he's supposed to be back by week one. Again, it's a little worrying. You want Jordan Love to be healthy. Stuff like this, injuries that are kind of piling on, Nate Hobbs, stuff like that. These players are getting hurt, and it's tough to see. Jaden Reed, he was out game one as well. He was in a boot. So at this point, who cares for the rest of preseason? I'm just hoping they can get healthy for week one. But obviously, it's kind of tough to say right now. And yeah, that's about all we had from the preseason game. And we can move on to the Brewers, who have been really the most notable team in Wisconsin or even the nation these past few weeks. They took the series win against the Reds. They dropped the last game, Game 3, which is very interesting because the Reds are actually the only team in the MLB that haven't been swept this year, and they kept that going. Great note that was said by the Reds commentator. But still, the Brewers have won 29 of their last 34, which is just ridiculous. And we say the same thing every week just about how amazing they've been. You know, best team in the MLB by far right now, record-wise. They've had a lot of different faces in that lineup. Game 3 was obviously not their stars. Still have some players out with injury, but again, they've been looking great. It's just coming at the bat of many different players, Monasterio hit a great home run in game two that ultimately won the game for the Brewers. He was the hero, and he was just a pinch hitter. You know, it's the stuff like that that helps the Brewers be so good against these teams. But again, everybody's just catching fire for them right now. I mean, whether you look within the last 7 days, Yelich has been amazing. He's looked like flashes of his former self. 4 home runs, 12 RBIs, batting 440 with an on-base percentage of 481. Contreras has been maybe one of the best players this month. 9 RBIs. He's walked 4 times. His on-base percentage, 483. Really impressive. Sal Frelick, 462 on-base percentage. Their leadoff hitting has been great. And this is just all within the last week that I'm reading off right now. But then you can look within the last 2 weeks. Bryce Turang, 6 home runs, 13 RBIs, batting 304. Contreras, like I said, last 15 days, 4 home runs, 14 RBIs. And Yelich has been great. Vaughn, Andrew Vaughn, can't count him out. He hasn't been, obviously, nearly on fire as he once was, but still been great. The rookie Isaac Collins, 2 home runs, 9 RBIs, batting 359, slugging 718. It's been really impressive stuff from everybody all around. The pitching has performed. Mizorowski had a rough outing, but ultimately the Brewers climbed back to win that game. So honestly, I just think this is a sign of things to come. They're really dynamic. Their base running has been awesome. They're a streaky team, and I really hope they can keep that going, because this is a franchise record that we just saw, 14 straight wins for the Brewers. And, you know, it's not every day that you say this is probably the best team that we've ever seen. And for the Brewers, that's kind of ringing true. And just to top it off with that series against the Reds, it was their 14th straight series win. You know, I don't even know the last time they lost a series against the Reds, but it's been 14 straight. And it's not surprising with this year's team. They have been ridiculous. They don't lose. I mean, they rarely do, but even when they do, you know, it's close. Or it would, like today, game three, it was a little worse of a lineup, not their typical team out there, but still, they have been the best team that we've ever seen playing in Milwaukee, so far at least. We don't really know what can happen as, you know, we've reached the playoffs, but right now, we're looking really good, and I'm pretty excited to see what they can do. And like I said before in our last episode, this upcoming week is going to be a big test for them, taking on the Cubs in 5 straight games, all in Chicago, by the way. Got a doubleheader today. That'll be at 1:20 p.m. They play their first, and the next will be around 7:05. And then next 3 days is Cubs in Chicago again. Then looking a lot more forward to next weekend, the 30th, the 29th, is when they kick off their series against the Blue Jays, who are seemingly the second-best team in baseball right now. So there's going to be some tests again, you know, but this is the same stuff that I said when they were playing, you know, the Dodgers, and they swept the Dodgers every time. It was really impressive to see, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they perform against these top teams as well. Entering, you know, close to the end of August, then in September, it's the last month of the regular season, and we're going to get to see how good this team can really be. A lot of people are not confident in the Brewers making a good playoff run, as, you know, we haven't really seen that in a long time. You know, usually a first-round exit, the last time they weren't, was against, you know, the Dodgers when they made the NLCS. Ended up dropping that series, sadly, in that Game 7. I think a lot of people remember that. But, again, recent years, it's been one and done in the playoffs. Nothing really of note. But, you know, the way they've been performing, it gives you a lot of hope. And it's kind of hard to say what'll happen. They're not built on money or star power or anything like that. They're built, I saw a few comments on my TikTok, they're built on the power of friendship. Pocket pancakes. They're doing it for Euchre. And, honestly, if they can pull it out for Euchre, even a good run, ideally a World Series run, knock on wood, but, you know, keep your eyes on them. It's hard not to turn on the TV, turn on the radio, and see what they're doing, because they're always putting on an entertaining show, and, you know, it makes you proud to be in Milwaukee right now. So, really hoping they can pull something out in the playoffs, but, again, it's for Euchre. So, that's about all we've had in the past week. Not too much going on, unless, you know, you're diehard Brewers. In that case, still on fire. Haven't slowed down a bit. Great to see it. And yeah, that's about all we got for this week. As always, I've been your host, Lucas Kirchner, here on Kirch's Corner, bringing you all your Wisconsin news. So we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.